With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. 5 million above-ground swimming pools in the U.S. and Canada are being recalled.
9 drowning deaths have been reported in Best Way, Intex Recreation, and Poly Group pools. The Consumer Product Safety Commission and Health Canada say these pools have compression straps running along the outside, which may create a foothold for small children and allow them to get in the water unattended. All deaths reported have been in the U.S. between 2007 and 2022, involving children between 22 months and 3 years old. People who have these pools are asked to call the company for a free repair kit. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke says he's considering throwing his hat into the ring in next year's midterm elections. Bob Agnew reports.
O'Rourke took to the Sunday talk shows to address a question of whether he'll run to challenge incumbent GOP Senator John Cornyn. I don't know, he told CNN when asked about his plans, but says he's been holding town hall events across Texas to get in touch with Democrat voters to, in his words, channel our anger into action, registering people to vote, organizing with voters. O'Rourke ran failed bids for the Senate in 2018, president in 2020, and governor in 2022. Bob Agner reporting.
President Trump is threatening to hold up a stadium deal for Washington's football team if it doesn't restore its old name. Trump said Sunday on his social media site that the Washington Commanders should revert to the Redskins and the Cleveland Guardians should return to the Indians. Both teams have stated they have no plans to change them back. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 19 points, the NASDAQ rose 78, with the S&P 500 index up by 8 points, oil at $67 a barrel. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham visited the Pentagon this month.
The popular evangelist spoke at the monthly prayer service held there by Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. Writing on Facebook, Graham says, quote, "It was encouraging to visit with the secretary and witness his bold faith amongst and in front of the entire Pentagon team. I shared with the audience that my prayer for the U.S. military and its leaders is that Jesus Christ would be their rock." Graham is urging all Americans to pray for the military. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
French Prime Minister François Bayrou wants to eliminate 2 public holidays from the country's annual calendar in order to save money. One of the dates he's targeted is important to French Christians, Easter Monday. Bayrou threatens the religious importance of Easter Monday, suggesting that Christians already have enough holidays. This is SRN News. Attention, backyard grillers. Beef prices have climbed a record high.
And experts say don't expect much relief soon either. According to U.S. government data, the average price of a pound of beef rose to $6.12 in June, up nearly 12% from a year ago. The average price of all uncooked beef steaks rose 8% to $11.49 per pound. Beef prices have been steadily rising over the past 20 years because the supply of cattle remains tight, while beef remains popular. John Scott reporting.
Want a little autumn in your August? Starbucks says its pumpkin spice latte will return to store menus in the U.S. and Canada on August 26th. The pumpkin spice latte is Starbucks' most popular seasonal beverage, with hundreds of millions being sold. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.